remember, we're in a game of 1%. And if I could increase your case acceptance 1%, I want you to realize that is going to be a significant improvement in your practice.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Good day, and welcome back to another week and another episode of your favorite dental podcast, and maybe your favorite podcast altogether, Dentistry Made Simple. I'm your host, Tarun Agarwal, and I'm joined by our lovely pregnant co-host.
This is going to have to end soon.
Well, at some point it does, right? And maybe it'll keep going after that.
No, I don't know.
So, hey, this week I want to talk to you guys about getting back to the basics. You know, how many of you have noticed that your schedule has a few more white spots in it, you know, open spots, and it's starting to freak you out? Is this Sucktember? Is this a bigger sign? And, you know, having been around long enough, these are things that we go through, okay? And hopefully we plan, and then we kind of have a rainy day fund to get through this. But that doesn't negate the need to get focused on some fundamentals and doing the things that we need to get done so that way we can minimize the time. So this week, what I would like to do is kind of get back to some of the basics that I'm doing myself to kind of get my practice back in order to feel. A lot of it's about feeling that I'm in control, that I know what's going on, that it's not the inmates running the asylum. I want to kind of get some of that feel back. And so Meredith and I are going to talk to you about what we're doing there.
Yeah. So I think this is a really good, you know, sometimes people would consider this like a lull, but I think it's a really good time to step back and do some of these back to basics things that you talk about. And we'll kind of go through what you're doing to prepare because, you know, everyone knows the end of the year chaos comes and there's no time for any of this. Yeah. So, yeah, let's get into kind of case acceptance and the fundamentals and the basics that you always go back to.
Yeah, if you don't mind, what I'd like to do is kind of give you guys a little perspective. We're in a game of 1%. And what do I mean by that? You know, so often we're so focused on things that move the needle big that we forget that it's the last mile, the 1%, that really makes a difference in our practice. And too often I hear, oh, I'm doing that or I've done that. And we need to really look at our processes and we need to get a little bit better at it. It's like, you know, like a football team. At some point, they've run the play so many times, but they get a little bit better at it. They run it again. They run it one more time. They focus on it. They look at it from a different angle and they get a different result. And that's the difference between making the playoffs versus winning the Super Bowl. And we all want to at least make the playoffs, but we'd all love to win the Super Bowl. So as much as you can be like, oh, it's the same message, I've done this. Remember, we're in a game of 1%. And if I could increase your case acceptance 1%, I want you to realize that is going to be a significant improvement in your practice. And the beauty of that is that's all on existing patients. There's no cost of acquiring the patients. There's really no additional cost of doing business other than just doing the dentistry. And that's why I'm so big on staying in tune with the fundamentals, because it really actually works. And it's something that we can control. And it's something that foundationally builds to something better down the road.
Yeah. So let's get into kind of where you start and how you, I guess, audit these types of things in your practice that you think move the needle.
Yeah. So obviously we always start with case acceptance, right? And at this point, if you can't recite our four fundamentals of case acceptance, which is awareness, used to be called diagnosis, but we've changed that to awareness, which is letting your patients know what's going on in the mouth. Influential communication, helping them want what they need by seeing the benefit and seeing it in themselves. The firm financial arrangements, having a way to make it affordable for your patients, and your schedule. And so what I'm seeing again, and remember, look, we're working with 50 plus practices now throughout the country, from small town to big town, all over the country.
Big cities, whatever.
No, I and like big towns.
I like big town.
and cities too. Yeah. And villages. Yeah. And I'm seeing patterns over and over. And these are also patterns I have in my own life and practice as well. But the pattern is, oh, it's a little bit less busy. Let's just fill it, you know, and these habits come back and the old habits creep in. And then next thing you know, it's November, December, and your team has been in survival mode and they've been squirreling away and just putting things wherever. And the next thing you know, your schedule's out of control.
Chaos.
Yeah. So I want to make sure that you're auditing your blocks, that you're sticking to the fundamentals, which is you put your blocks in, you hold your blocks, you have a set amount of time before you release the blocks. And maybe what you change now is you release the blocks a little bit earlier. So instead of releasing 1 or 2 days in advance, maybe you release 3 or 4 days in advance and give your team a chance, a chance to fill those blocks. But I would tell you that's one area. The financial menu, I would really start auditing how many people are we making applications for? How many third-party financing applications are we doing? Because when money is tight, the dentistry still needs to be done. And the real promise there is, are we influencing the patient to at least fill out the no obligation, no harm application to see if you could even get finance? Because at the end of the day, they want the dentistry done. Money's getting in the way, and we totally understand that. But let's just see if we could get you some financing and find a way to fit into your budget. And then on the communication side, less words. I find the simpler you can be, the better your patients understand everything. And on the awareness side, it really comes back to photos. You know, how many times have you gone into a room and there's not a photo taken that day? In fact, I've gone to the lengths of making photos so important that I've created an incentive around photos that I'd love to share with you guys. So for the month of October, that's when we're recording this, I'm going to put $250 in the pot. You know, I have these non-production-based incentives in my practice. I'm putting $250 in the pot in that at the end of October, I will randomly go through the schedule and pick 20 patients. And if a photo wasn't taken on that patient that day, that money doesn't go in the pot. So that's how important photography is to me. And this is the way I'm helping my team see and incentivizing them to be able to take the photos. Now, I'm not going to judge the quality, but at this point, you know, my team's been with me long enough that they get that the quality is pretty reasonable there. So that's kind of the what I'm looking at there. And if I were to throw in one more fundamental that we don't talk about a ton, and that's the concept of co-diagnosis and planning visits. Are you still doing co-diagnosis? Are you doing planning visits? And what I will tell you, seeing it in my own office, there's always a small degradation in the number of photos we take, a small degradation in our effort in communication or our effort in leveling up our communication. There's a small degradation in the number of financing applications we do because when money's not tight, we kind of forget about those things. And there's a medium degradation in controlling our schedule. And 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 3 in this case makes a 5, 6, 7, 8% difference. And that's a big difference in your practice. So really fine tune those things, make it a priority to really focus on them, be specific, be clear, and practice, role play. Just don't watch game film, get out there and run the plays in practice so that everybody can get that taste of how it works.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you said the 1 + 1 + 1, it kind of reminded me, like, as an office with 10 team members, for example, if every day one of us lets one thing slip, or one ball drop, that's 10 things every single day. And I feel like it all starts with, like, oh, well, their first phone call wasn't good. And then it just all goes downhill from there. So then it's almost like -1, -1, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And then it's almost like we just give up on them.
Yeah. It's interesting you say that. You know what I just thought? Because I'm mathematical, right? So you just said we have 10, 11, whatever, how many? Let's call it 10 team members. And each person.
I was using 10 for easy math.
Yeah.
Okay?
Let one person slip through. That's 50 a week.
Right.
That's 200 things a month. And those are 200. Area, little points of stress,
right?
Little things that irritate the owner, little things. And so if we can just cut that in half,
right? Like winning. Not taking a picture, not creating awareness, not
emailing the financial menu.
Right. Yes. You know, I was going to say not getting the financial menu. So emailing, I hate to say that's even worse, but I feel like that's even worse.
Yeah, we want to have a human connection.
Right.
With people.
Exactly.
So, yeah. All right.
Well, I think, like we talked about, the front, it all starts in the front. So ways to kind of, like, I think doctors are asking, how do I check in on my case acceptance? How do I make sure that these things are doing good? Because you're in the back doing dentistry all day.
Yeah.
So how are you, you know, kind of meeting with the front? How are you kind of auditing some of these things?
This came about because one of my coaching calls this morning was with a young lady, and she was talking about, hey, you know, there's some white, we call them white spots. Yeah. They have some holes in our schedule. And I was wondering, like, what do I do with the team? I'm like, oh, there's so much you can do.
Right.
And she's, you know, the first question is always, what do I have the team do? And I go, well, what about you?
Right.
You know, like let's all huddle together. Let's lead by example. Right. And, you know, and my first question is always, when's the last time you listened to a phone call?
Yeah.
And both with two people this morning, they both said, oh, it's been a long time.
Do you want to know what's funny? Do you want to know what other doctors tell me that their past people have told them to do when they have downtime? Dust the blinds and call ReCare.
Yeah, and call and ReCare may work right now.
Yeah.
But dusting the blinds, I assume you have cleaners for that.
Yeah. So. Well, I just laugh because calling ReCare and having a treatment coordinator, or even sometimes if you don't have a treatment coordinator, they don't even know who to call to get in for treatment, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you have a treatment coordinator, calling saying, hey, who can I follow up with? Can I help you follow up with for treatment is a lot more valuable than calling ReCare when usually those spots, that's not where we're seeing.
Well, let's use ReCare as an example. Okay?
Yeah.
Let me go back to my point first, which is listen to your phone calls randomly once a week, 1 hour, once every 2 weeks, whatever it works, for 1 hour, just sit down, you know, like the way our phone system works is it's a list of every call. And I tell my team member, just pick one. Like, I don't pick it. Yeah. I say, you just pick it. I don't care. And we just listen to it, you know, and then it might be them. It might be somebody else, but we'll listen to it. We'll constructively look at it and we'll get back to it, because so much of this, you know, the phone call thing came because the dentist I was talking to this morning, he goes, we've had an issue where patients are scheduling and not showing up. And he goes, what do you suggest I do about that? I go, well, to me, the first thing we got to do is I got to have some diagnostics. What are we saying on the phone?
Right.
Like, are we telling the patient, yeah, if you want to come, just show up. No big deal. I'll hold the spot for you. I hope they're not saying
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
But they could
but
be.
But we don't know.
We don't know, yeah. Right? Or are they telling them this time is reserved for you? You know, we look forward to seeing you. If you can't make it, please let us know. Do us the kindness of letting us know.
Yeah.
You know, like, so let's just get some diagnostics. You know, that's like me walking in with as a patient saying, hey, can you do an implant on 19? And you have to answer without.
Why do you need an implant on 18?
No, on 18. But, you know, you have to answer without having any x-rays. The answer,
right.
I don't know until I get some diagnostics. So when it comes to phone calls, we've got to get the diagnostics, and then we got to review the diagnostics, and then we can make our treatment plan.
Yeah.
So that's kind of there. And then to your point, kind of builds on what I'm talking about here is we have some free time. Hygiene cancellations, same day cancellations are up. They're up across the board.
Yeah.
So do we have a list?
It's also sick season going into that.
Do we have a list
of
all of our overdue people? Okay. Hey, Meredith, here's your list for today.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the 10 people I need you to call. I need you to mark on here your name when you call them and what the outcome of the phone call was. Was it I left a voicemail? Was it I talked to the patient and they scheduled? Was it I talked to the patient, they didn't want to schedule? Did I talk to the patient, they told me to leave me the hell alone?
And put the note in there.
Yeah, and put the note in, right?
Yes.
And then at the end of the day, hey, Meredith, on your way out, Meredith, can I see your list from today? Here it is. Meredith, none of these are marked today. You didn't get a chance to call anybody?
No, I was busy dusting the blinds.
Yeah, well, I thank you for dusting the blinds. I greatly appreciate that. I'll make sure that we let our cleaners know that they're missing the blinds. But moving forward, calling our recall patients is a bigger priority for me than dusting the blinds.
Okay.
Meredith, so tomorrow I'm going to go ahead and give this list back to you.
Okay.
Okay. And this will be your list for tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. If you have openings.
Okay.
Okay. And then, that's it's just the fundamentals. To me, it's the basics. It's a little bit of accountability. Otherwise, you know, we just, oh, it's September. Everybody just kind of do what the hell you want. And next thing you know, nothing gets done.
Yeah.
So
I think one of the most, with free time, one of the most valuable things we've done in the practice, and you do need two people, but taking photos on each other. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we've all sat there and taken photos and scans on each other, but that's what makes you better when you are with the patient.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So that's kind of there. And then, you know, the other area that I am really auditing right now, and part of it's, I'll get into it. I'm auditing my expenses, mm-hmm. you know, in my business.
Everything is so much more expensive.
Yeah, but beyond that, yes, that's there. Sometimes, yeah. You know, but part of it is when things feel out of control to me, or I'm not getting the result I want, I need to have a diagnostic. I need to have something to focus on. And oftentimes what's happening is we just feel this like, I don't know what to do. And I know I don't know what to do. You know, I don't know where to start. You know, and I said that to myself the other night. I was thinking about this. I was sitting in bed and I was like, I don't know where to start. And, and that's because there's so many different areas, right? And so I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go look at my expenses with a fine tooth comb. And I'm not trying to get cheap. You know, I'm trying to be smart, but I want to look at the expenses because it will tell me a story and it will give me something to focus on.
Right.
And sure enough, it told me a story. And it gives me something to focus on, and it gives me something to give some coaching and direction to my team members about. And so now we're going to get focused on that area, and that's one team member's, you know. And I'll do this again now. You know, another area, I'll look at the phone calls. You know, now I'll look at, hey, let's look at how many applications we did for third party financing. Why is that happening? Tell me more about that. Walk me through that. And slowly but surely, by looking at data, by looking at different things, I'll figure out one little thing in each area. And then I'll get curious about that, and I'll start diving in with one person at a time. And the next thing you know, I'll come up with 10 different areas. I'll have 10 different people working on 10 different things. One plus one plus one. Right. Now we're going to make...
Cleaning it up.
We're gonna make a dent.
Yes.
In our scenario.
Yes.
So, yeah. So
I agree that with that. So treatment, I think another one that we kind of touched on a little bit was treatment presentation.
Yeah.
And that probably goes with the financials and third-party applications.
Yeah, you know, like even like little things like, hey, Meredith, what about my insurance? Does it, you know, yeah. Things are tight. Does my insurance not pay for this?
Yeah, so absolutely. So we'll do our best to maximize your insurance.
Okay. Well, Kit, how can we, I just want to do what insurance covers.
Okay, so we can break this down and look and see what that would be. However, the doctor did recommend that we start in this section. And this would be our priority to get started if you're looking to break things down.
Yeah. So, you know, like it's that level of practicing. It's getting a little bit deeper on little things. The objections, role play the objections. Oh, think money's tight. You know, I just need to think about it. You know, how do you answer that question? All these different things, you know, it's the little things, the treatment presentation. Are you recording treatment presentations? You know, so many of us are afraid to start recording things. And if we don't record, we don't know what's happening because you can't be in eight places at once. And role play is only so much. Sometimes you got to record the game film so that you can review review the past so that you can learn and get better.
I think the objections are probably the biggest thing and the biggest hurdle for team members. So role playing those. Because what's funny is when you said to me, money's so tight right now, the first thing I would have said is, well, we have options. We have payment options for this. I'd love to go ahead and see what that looks like for you. Versus just be, most times team members are going to say, I know it's tight for everyone right now. I'm so sorry. I totally understand.
Yeah. And then you're done.
But you don't have a solution.
Right.
And I think, I know with you guys coaching these doctors, one of the things you're really looking at is how many third-party finance applications are going out. And I think we're not leading the patient even to them.
Yeah.
So for example, if someone tells me they want to talk to their husband about it or talk to their wife about it, well, let's go ahead and see what your monthly payment would be so you can tell them.
Yeah. So because, we have an exact answer.
So we can tell them, you know, what your options will be on the payments versus waiting, because we may not get them back in the chair. It'd be a lot easier. We'd have everything we need whenever they decide and are ready. Yeah.
And the only thing I'd add there is there's no cost, there's no obligation, there's no credit check.
Right.
It's free and no obligation and harmless to fill out an application just to get an answer.
Yeah. So I think treatment presentation, that's another one of the things that as team members, Megan and I used to present to each other all the time. And we would come up with, you know, silly, funny, like we make it fun and we still do this in monthly meetings. But, you know, what are the objections you're actually hearing from patients? We laugh because in the case acceptance boot camp, people always want to bring up that 1 in 100.
Yeah.
But it's good because those are the things we want to feel comfortable with when people do bring it up, and really any objections that they have. So I think treatment presentation also goes into kind of going backwards, but the treatment planning.
Yep.
Because I think as a team member, even from doctors to team members, but especially to doctor,
the same doctor, yes, day to day.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing more insecure feeling on, like, we want to create that awareness for the patient, but depending on what doctor I'm bringing in, they may treatment plan differently. And after so many times, I kind of know that I want to be careful in how I bring up or what I bring up, depending on what doctor I bring in, then that really means we need some calibration between the team.
Yeah, you know, I was I'm back doing some general dentistry.
Yeah.
We're transitioning an associate to a new associate. Things are a little bit slower. You know, I'm more than happy to do what it takes. I'm a team player in that sense. And the other day, I was doing a crown on a tooth. I'm like, why did I not do this filling on this tooth? Why did I not diagnose that? So I went back and I kind of audited myself when I went back to the x-rays, like, God, you know.
Because you don't do filling, so you don't even look for them.
No, I still do, but I'm just saying, like we need to, it's not just doctor to doctor, it's day to day for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some days you're busy and you
don't. Review as a team.
Yeah, and you don't realize what you're skipping over, what you're not looking at in the roller skate moment of your practice.
Yeah, so our 3D treatment planning course kind of goes into, is a good way. A lot of our masterminders are actually bringing their associates so they can start that calibration.
Yeah.
But I think, like you just said, it's because a lot of time we're going tooth by tooth or quadrant by quadrant, and they're wanting to look at the big picture.
Yep.
And so they're trying to bring some of their associates up to speed. And I think that's the first step. And then getting the team on board is what really helps create that awareness for the patients.
Especially a multi-doctor practice.
Yeah.
I get that. Anything else today, Meredith?
Well, I think those were kind of the back to the basics of the case acceptance.
Yep. Yeah, the other thing that came up today was marketing.
Yeah.
You know, I had one of the dentists said, hey, should I be marketing? Of course.
Yeah.
But before we earn the right to marketing, let's talk about your free marketing.
Right.
You know, and I believe that we should really do a good job of free marketing or have a plan in place of free marketing before we start doing paid marketing. One of the areas that I think, myself included, that we're missing out on is local Google listing. And that's your Google. I don't know if it's called Google My Business anymore, but I think it is Google My Business. But number one, just Google yourself and see what shows up. You know, how many reviews do you have? Do you own your business? Does it have the right hours? When's the last time you updated Google and told it what you're doing? When's the last time you put new photos on Google My Business? You know, like our team photo was like 3 dentists ago, right?
Yeah, I was actually going to tell you about that. I heard you say to someone this morning in a coaching call, put as much effort as you put into social media and Instagram and all of those things, put that effort into Google.
Yeah, and you don't have to hire, I mean.
Which I don't think most people look at.
No, like I don't look at it because.
Right, when's the last time you sat back and Googled yourself?
Google is not a social media.
Right.
Like you go on Instagram and you scroll the feed, you're not going to do that on Google.
Yeah.
Right. But what you do need to do is give it a little love and attention because it is the largest and second largest search engine. And so you need to put some attention there. You got to put some of your new pictures up. You got to put some of your product images like your CEREC machine or your laser or your sleep device or your dental implant, you know, or your aligners. Whatever it is you want to do more of, update Google. Let it know. What does your services say? What services are first or second? You know, what keywords are you putting in there? What hours are you there? How many reviews do you have? What are the keywords of the reviews? What are people saying most in the reviews? And to me, this is a great time to audit. And in fact, it's part of our incentive for the month of October is that we want to talk about auditing. How many reviews we get. You know, we want to add 20 more reviews this month, and then we're playing a review bingo at the office where, you know, if we get patients to say a certain number of patient team members' names, certain number of dental implant names, certain number of aligner names or, you know, snoring, you know, these are things that are important to me, then we have a little bingo game going.
Yeah. So I think also it's a good time if you're going to do all this, that's, you know, on Google, to sit back and do it on your update your website too,
yeah,
with new cases, pictures that have maybe been taken in the last 10 years.
It's amazing to me. We're so good about updating our social media feed.
Yes.
But that stuff disappears.
But that's what I was going to say, is one time we looked at our website and we had team members up there from like 2 years ago. It was just something slid through. No, I mean, definitely in like the group picks, but I mean, we still had them listed as working there. So it's definitely, but that also means we weren't valuing the new team members that we had by getting them up on the website.
Oh, we posted them on Instagram.
Yeah, right. Oh, they were all over. They're even on our TVs in each operatory, right?
But,
so I think when you're sitting back going through reviews, patient testimonials, your website and your Google, it's a really good time to just kind of reset them all.
Yeah. And again, my message is simple. 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 equals win, 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 win.
Yeah.
You know, just do a little bit here and there on all these things. They're fundamental, because especially when you give Google some love, you give your website some love, that's another area I need to focus on. You will see results, not just, you know, not just for the short term, but you'll see results for the long term. And this is how you start training your team members to see things in a different light, in a bigger picture. So if we can help you here at 3D Dentists, number one, you can share a podcast, let more people know. If you can, each of you can do me a favor. If you can let one new person know to subscribe and download our podcast this week, that would be absolutely amazing. And then if we can help you at 3D Dentists, we have an amazing mastermind program that we're booking out till July 2025. We have amazing live patient surgical programs. If you're looking to get into dental implants or level up your implant game, there's no better solution than our live surgical programs. We have clinical training on cosmetic dentistry, on digital dentistry, on 3D printing, on sleep apnea, on clear aligner therapy, amazing programs there. And we have an online community. If you haven't joined 3D Dentist Pro, it's totally free, and it's a great space, a great community to meet with like-minded individuals who are also trying to level up their practice. And we'd love to have you join our community at 3D Dentist Pro. All you got to do is go to your app store, whether that's Google or Apple, and type in 3D Dentist Pro, and there you go, boom. And just get the app and then register. It's totally free, and we'd love to see you on there. I hope everybody has a great day.
See you soon.
Bye.